After experiencing the transformative power of a regular meditation practice, it's natural to feel inspired to share this gift and guide others on their own journey of discovery through meditation. Join Buddhist teacher David Nichtern and Duncan Trussell, comedian and creator of the Netflix animated series The Midnight Gospel, for a free online event on Tuesday, May 7th at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. They'll discuss the profound practices of mindfulness in Dharma Moon's renowned mindfulness meditation teacher training program. Get certified by Dharma Moon to teach meditation, lead group practice sessions, and work with individual students. Visit dharmamoon.com/beherenow for more info and to reserve your spot for the free online event with David Nichtern and Duncan Trussell.
Welcome to the Metta Hour podcast with Sharon Salzberg, where Buddhist wisdom meets everyday life. This podcast is brought to you by the Be Here Now Network. If you're interested in supporting this podcast, visit www.beherenownetwork.com/Sharon. Enjoy listening.
So 1979, we had been at the Insight Meditation Society for about 3 years, and we heard that His Holiness the Dalai Lama was coming to Amherst, which is about 40 minutes away, having been invited by Bob Thurman, who at the time was a professor at Amherst College. And in our youth and innocence, we dashed off a letter to the private office, and we said, oh, you're going to be nearby, and we're a Buddhist center too. Maybe you'd like to come see us. And sure enough, to our amazement, we got a letter in return saying, yeah, he'll come. So it became like an amazing event. And the center, the Insight Meditation Society, is about 2.5 miles down the road from the town of Barre, Mass. And we had to blockade the road through the sheriff's department. And we had police officers patrolling the roof with guns, and it was a sort of major, major thing for us. And just before the visit was expected, I'd been in a car accident, and I had a broken bone in my foot, and I was using crutches, which I was really not very skillful with. So the day finally came, and we have this big zooey scene, the people on the roof and video cameras going, and I was way in the back of about 100 people standing outside waiting for the car, and I was feeling really bad for myself. I thought, wow, you know, I helped start this place, and here I am stuck in the back, and maybe I should go to the front, but I'm such a klutz, you know, I'll fall on my face. That'd be even worse. I should stay in the back, but oh, I'm in the back. And then the Dalai Lama's car pulled up, and he did something I've seen him do many times since, but it was the first time I'd ever seen it, which is that he just seems to have a radar for who in a crowd is suffering the most. And he just got out of the car, and that was me. And, you know, he cut through 100 people, came up to me and took my hand and looked me in the eye and said, what happened? Which was a redefinition for me of what compassion actually is. I realized he couldn't make the injury not have happened. He couldn't make me any more skillful with the use of the crutches, but that horrible, corrosive feeling of being so unseen, so stuck in the back, so not counting, it was gone. So we gave the Dalai Lama a tour. We had bought the facility from the Fathers of the Blessed Sacrament. It was a novitiate when we bought it, and it had a lot of social amenities, like a one-lane bowling alley. The Dalai Lama did go bowling. People always ask me how he bowled. I don't remember how well he did, but he did go bowling. We had lunch with Father Keating and Father Theophane, who were from the nearby Spencer Abbey, Trappist monks, and that was the beginning of a very warm relationship between them. And then His Holiness went into the meditation hall, where we already had a course going on, to give the following talk.
I'm very happy because here, it seems the facilities good, and Insight, it seems you people here who devote in certain practice, also I think very genuine and very devoted. So you see, from both sides, the external and internal, from both viewpoint, I think this is something good combination. As I always believe, that we must have a material facility. At the same time, we must have internal development. So I think here you have both. This is very good. I am really glad to see these things. Now, as here we gathered mainly as Buddhist friends. So I myself, one follower of this great teaching, great teacher. I make mistake. So all our teacher, our guru, teacher, she's one teacher. All of us, the same follower of him. And also here are the friends. Now this sort of, you see, common meeting or common, what do you call, common gathering, right? Common survey, together, gathering with these various believers. It seems this is something, positive indication. It's a very good sign. All spiritual faiths, there are different philosophy. Some are just opposite to each other. We do not accept creator. you see, your philosophy, whole philosophy based on that conception, on that, I mean, theory. You see, there are great difference. But I greatly respect your faith. Because, not political reason, not just polite, but really, sincerely I feel, in the past so many centuries, your tradition served, I think, great service for humankind. So because, you see, in our human mind, in human different mental disposition, you see, this sort of, you see, variety of spiritual, the rich, variety of rich, richness,
rich variety
in philosophy or religion, it is something very necessary, very useful. At the same time, you know, if we respect to each other and choose suitability according to your own taste. Now the and making, you see, while you are improving yourself, try to making a good human being. The cunning or ruthless, this sort of, you see, not trying to control these things, and develop the gentle, kindness, honest, and these things. While you are improving yourself, at the same time, more think about our humanity, our human society, and serve for our brothers, sisters, irrespective, believer or non-believer, or Buddhist, or Christians, or Judaism, and Jewish, or Muslim, and anyone, including communist, atheist, who are even criticize religion. All right, since they are human being, they want happiness, they do not want suffering, and also they have right, equal right to be happy. So we must respect, we must love, we must extend our love and compassion to them. So making common effort to whole mankind, that's our duty, that's our responsibility. So now various, through different teaching, the various teachings, very purpose of various teachings are not criticizing to each other, not calling to each other, but making common effort to make a happier humankind. So this sort of, you see, meeting together in the last 20 years, I have many occasions to be with different, very different faiths and people, and pray together, and eating together, not sleep together, so far. So you see, that's a very positive indication. Pray together, you see, meditate together, very good. So, now here also, here opportunity, we some brothers here, very nice. So now this is the basic or the broader sense, right? Mm-hmm. In sense of but the attachment.
Yes, the broader sense.
Mm. Now the particular, the Buddhists, our own, you see, practice. Now this is our business, not your business. You see, here, we Buddhists, the Lord Buddha himself, best example show by himself. There's not much to learn or to try, but we must copy from his way of life and way of thinking. That's sufficient. Contentment, contentment, tolerance, serving for other, without selfish motive. This is his way of life, his way of thinking. As is Jesus Christ, I think. All these great teachers, if you look, most of these great teachers are almost like a saint, not a luxury type, not something like a king, emperor, but as a just a simple human being. You see, inner strength is something great, something tremendous, right? Limitless. But outside appearance is very contentment, simplicity, way of life. That's something. That is the quality, you see. So we must follow about his way of life and way of thinking. Yeah. Now you see the main point is our own way of life. Lord Buddha says, "Kasa tan ni sumalho, shita gbe chwa nyambu shibshen betkal tar lungju yamaris."
One should not fall to an extreme. Living in very bad circumstances.
Almost something like self-torture. Mm-hmm. That also extreme. Then another, the luxury type of way of life. We must abandon that. So something middle way, middle path. And contentment. If you have contentment, usually we say, if you have a contentment, then you are real rich, wealth.
If you have contentment, you are really rich then. If you don't have contentment, even if you are a billionaire, you won't have happiness.
You always feel hungry or thirsty. You want more and more and more. So in that viewpoint, you are not rich. You are poor. Still you want. If a contentment, if you limit, if something like the middle class family, contentment, very satisfied, no worry. So you see, contentment is a very important inner facility for happiness. That's all right. Then tolerance. Lord Buddha, when the Mara, when the evil force comes. He's not using nuclear weapon. Or even a
needle.
He just, you see, meditate on compassion, kindness, and maitri, chamba, or maitri, Sanskrit word, karuna and maitri. Through that practice, that force, with that force, he destroyed or eliminate that you see, false. So you see the tolerance, or the sabha sivay, tolerance.
Tolerance.
Patience, tolerance is very, very useful. So with tolerance, we can develop compassion more easily. And also, with tolerance in daily life, not extreme tolerance, but you see, some reasonable use of tolerance is, now here, in daily life, very useful. If something happened, some tragedy, some unfortunate happen. If you have tolerance, then that tragedy or that unfortunate may not create mental unrest. If you are very impatient, then due to small factor, reasons, you immediately burst and out of control of yourself. Then either you see killing other people or bullying on other or criticize other, shouting on other, and at the same time your own peace completely lose. So no use. Now tolerance. Even you see bigger unfortunate happen, you can bear it. But at the same time, you remain calm. So actually you are better equipped to face that challenge, that unfortunate thing. If you lose your, internal peace, in mental stability, you will be loser. Because, you cannot challenge reasonably or right way to that unfortunate thing. But without loosening internal peace and inner stability, mind stability, you can much better to face that problem. Now, this is, I can say, according our own, experience. Now, everybody knows, what is the situation of Tibetan and the Dalai Lama like that. You will know that without loosening, internal peace, I feel, we can manage much better than, because of then the samlunal, the chibjita, anger little, the emotional little, which the mental.
Then getting very excited and angry and emotional about it.
Mm. So now tolerance is something very useful in our daily life. Now the compassion, basic teaching of Buddha is compassion, love. Now the Buddhism, generally the people divided the people called Mahayana and Hinayana, or the Bodhisattva Yana and the Kasachuti. Savagayana. See, in both cases, in Savagayana, or Theravada school, Savagayana teaching, the basic teaching on the basis of, Shila.
Ethics.
The basic ethics, Veda, Kasore, because Churimgi Shizati, Shan never Shidachabala Tobas Lata.
The basis of ethics is to cease harming others.
Now in Bodhisattva Yana, not only that, we must serve for other, we must help other. So whole Buddhism if you take a essence, then whole Buddhism in two sentences, that is, if you can, you must help other. If not, don't harm other. These two sentences are whole Buddhism. Yeah. So you see, you can see, the whole Buddhist teaching is based on compassion, love. We are not much emphasis on God, but we emphasis on the human. You see, human, all sentient being, and love, humanity. and all sentient beings. So these are the Buddha's the basic teaching. And something very, it is something very practical and very great requirement.
Something that's needed every day in one's life.
So I'm going to call Jesu Yiran Yosun Kasari.
I admire.
Admire Lord, your activities, you organize these things. Very good. Then small and certain and small points I would like to mention is first, suppose you are a religious person, then first you yourself should be change and improve, and your first responsibility is checking yourself, examine yourself, not checking on other or criticizing other, but criticize yourself and checking yourself. This is the first. Then we must respect all religion. We should not do any sign of disrespect for other religion. Then another point, as a new Buddhist, at the beginning, you must know the inner development will take time. Not within, you see, just a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks or few months. You should not expect that some good result can achieve within short period. That is wrong. You should not think that way. Now, for example, myself. I have no difficulty to learn the foreign language, and through our own language, Tibetan language, I can learn Buddhism very well. And I myself, as a, I'm born in a Buddhist family, and our whole country is a Buddhist country, and generally speaking, majority of Tibetan are Buddhist, though there are Christians and there are there are many followers of certain religion, which is ancient Tibetan religion, not Buddhism. Usually we call Brahmo, Brahmanism. And also there are Muslims. So majority of Tibetan are Buddhist. And I myself, from the young age, I become a monk, and like that. So in the viewpoint of practice Buddha Dharma, I have much more facility than you. But even then, my own development, I think around 15, 16 years of my age, I think some real enthusiasm to practice, I think grow. So now, 44, so many years, quite a number of years, I practice, and you see, say, between, you see, 2-3 years, then I can notice, oh, now there is some improvement. But you see, within few weeks, very difficult. So now, in my case, something like that, in your case, I'm saying this not due to disrespect, but something untruthfully, you have much less facility regarding practice of Buddhism. I have much more facility. In that case, you see, to take time. So on your case, no question, will take time. So you see, the great determination to practice without also effortless way,
without loosening one's effort.
So this is something important. Then another point I would like to say, to mention is, as I mentioned earlier, the very purpose of the practice of Buddha Dharma is the serving for other. So you should not isolate from the society. It seems now this way of practice, I think, is very good. You see, general profession way. Chidang da lagi chesti so chizo na nol kai ne lagi chhe. In de retreat chhe tuitul de lozun chhati.
You're engaging in your own professions within the general society, and then you're taking up retreats here.
I like very much. It is very good. So we must remain in the society and serve, help other. So if someone, there is a certain people who become a like you see, Buddhist. Suppose they become a Buddhist and try to isolate from the rest of the society. And their own way of life, something strange way of life. That is not, I mean, not kasore. Jukbu kem duwa.
It doesn't flow well. Flow easily.
Buddha kura in kasore, but shigalang stranger so chendam duwa. Buddha kura chashana. Buddha.
Oh, Buddha's attitude wasn't strange? Correct.
Buddha kura, but
Buddha didn't show anything strange or behave in an unusual way, but in a very nice way.
So, we must be a very nice way. So this is my feeling.
Kanji.
Yeah.
Kanji.
Okay. So now, Dashanda, that gets in
your way. Your Holiness, what is the most essential thing in the practice of Buddha Dharma?
Zode.
Zode. Ningbo.
I think of compassion, love. That is the basic. Tenaini. And another thing is wisdom. Wisdom sight. There are different kinds of wisdom, but main wisdom is understand realization of ultimate nature. Usually we call emptiness, shunyata, the realization of shunyata. This is something very important. So these two are the basic teaching.
How can one work with deep fears most effectively?
Kosa, shena,
namra mevasoide.
Quite a number of method or reason.
The first is to think about actions and their effects.
If one
believes or accepts that there are effects of actions.
Now here you see, usually we say something happened, something bad happened. We say, oh, very unlucky. Something good happened, we say, oh, very lucky. It's actually just the two words, lucky and unlucky, that is not sufficient. There must be some reason. Because of that reason, and that day or that time, become unlucky or lucky. So usually we do not go to beyond lucky and unlucky. If we think beyond what is the reason, then Buddhist explanation is because of our past karmic reaction.
One way is to think that the fear that you're having today comes as a result of some of your own actions in the past.
Chik-chik. Taya, niriya, this sometime gre, kasa chukti. Nanchi tendi bini. Ngamra yong yagi, pen tungye rishliya ngamra yong gu yabayi na, en tungye di chua su yabat meba samashitan gre.
And for instance, if you have fear of some pain or suffering, you should examine whether there's anything you can do about that suffering.
Chosu yebe jine ni dungye chekwaya yomari, chosu mebe jine dungye jine penya yomari.
if you can do something about it, then there's no need to worry about it. If you can't do anything about it, there's also no need to worry about it. Then you could investigate who is it that's getting afraid, examine the nature of yourself.
Where is I? Who am I? Where is I? What is the very nature of I? Beside my physical and my consciousness, where is I? That sort of investigation, that may help.
And for somebody who's engaging in the bodhisattva practices, one seeks to take other suffering onto oneself. So when you have fear, then you can think, oh, others have fear similar to this, and may I take to myself all of their fears. And even though you are opening yourself up to greater suffering, you're taking greater suffering to yourself, your fear lessens.
This is one method.
Or another way is to not let your mind stay with these thoughts of fear and put it on something else and let the fear just become lost.
That is a testing and temporary method. That is some sort of.
That's just a temporary method.
Then, kato ata shanda. Yeah, then so samne naliye to ashi pena tirvichi insecurity tirvichi samu kogu dona ni. Maso pena Buddhist chi ni tena samdani apengre. Then Buddha kasur kom Lord Buddha kom and Lord Buddha ke pambal ya so chita. Yaan pena niyadi vakar chini pena so Lord Buddha ke pambal naliye ngot shan tayi samu. Then yaan imagination chi apengre.
And if you have a sense of fear due to insecurity, you can imagine, for instance, if you're lying down or so, that the Buddha, you can imagine that the Buddha is right here and your head is in his lap.
That also, psychologically, sometimes may help. And then another method, sometimes, when you challenge the case, do you ever eat any?
And if any of you have this, who know how to recite mantra and so forth, you can do that.
So, this is my answer.
In different Buddhist traditions, there's ideas of different vehicles, lesser, greater, and supreme. When the mind is silent and free of attachment, aversion, and delusion, does it matter which vehicle is carrying it?
The table mumbo yaris. And it's also gongyam ne. The shine rab to tobu yene. Rwa chakwa chakdan to da mena.
Sabi yaris.
Tekba
chijung yaris.
Tekba lara tebu chijung yaris.
Kela yaris. Sabi yaris.
They do.
Did you saw chile? Did you saw chile?
Yes, there is.
Then the table chijung siadi, lol shazu kaba pejimare. Then, kora samba gachijung, jeba gachijung, teladen and debusang and gachijung.
The greater and lesser vehicles are posited from the point of view of the extent of one's thought, of the extent of one's behavior. Debu.
And the extent of the effect.
So the next one in the rangi then the com sablugi piggy. So the number one the piggy sang and so she was in a long give one piggy to do.
The greatness of the difference of the vehicles is not posited just by one's own conceptions. In this country, men and women intermingle very freely, and since old values are no longer adhered to, there is much confusion about what is right conduct. How are male-female relationships to be a part of Dharma practice?
그래 보면 더하지
않냐? 보면 더하지 대상 더 즉 liberal 체리아레스. 근데 right conduct 하더스 더 저번 야럽 대가는.
딱 라임지 라임 방법이래.
One must give up.
그래 syllabus 체리는 창주지. 창주 이름이 좀 과해요 말이. 창주 체면 통해 김바당 때는 인물이 라임 방법이래.
There are various levels. Monks and nuns are to be celibate. For those who can't do that, there are lay practitioner. The conduct of a householder is to abandon adultery. And then there are divisions then within those who are married and aren't married. I don't feel worthwhile as a person. How?
So so me.
Me. Me.
So worthwhile.
Love me. Love me. 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 How can I work on this as a beginning meditation student? From beginning meditation student, yes, and then karachi always. That's
supposed to be some shumba.
Love shumba. Shumba.
Then it means something.
One shouldn't be discouraged.
Oh. So all them human potential is same. I mean, your thinking or your feeling, I am something, because invaluable, something.
Letter, no value.
Something. No value. That is wrong. Absolutely wrong. So,
you are deceiving yourself. Oh. We have the force of thought, we have physical force, so what are you lacking? If you have willpower within your own thought, then you can do anything.
And you have a Buddhist.
If you become discouraged thinking what could such a person as me possibly do, then there's no, what do you say, there's no way that you can succeed in getting any happiness. Therefore, in Buddhism, it's usually said that you are your own master.
So you can do anything. Chadanga today in the Shumbelu down at you are.
What is the role of the teacher in practice? Is it necessary to have a teacher?
Yes. Yes. But yeah. Now, again now depend on the subject. And general subject without general, I mean, Buddhist idea, without teacher, you can learn through books. But certain complicated subject, without experienced person's, I mean, instruction or explanation, sometimes difficult to understand through just a reading book. So generally speaking, yes.
Your Holiness has spoken of service. How can we be of service in our American society?
In Russian theory.
Like a society of well, conditions.
밀집을 패는 편으로다. 밀집을
하죠. If you help even only one person, that's help.
And in great chances in field of education, in schools and colleges and like that. And you see, many are, I mean, the Christian brothers, his sisters, and carrying that work, which I really admire. We Buddhist monk, there are many things which we Buddhist monk must learn. So in the field of education and health, health, but you said direct service, you say.
This is direct service.
Then something like working in a company or a factory because of a factory worker, you see, direct may not, but indirectly, I mean, you are serving the society. Though you are, kasore, you are very much indirectly
even though you're doing it for the sake of your salary, indirectly it does help people.
So you see, such work with your motivation, your thing, I mean, trying to think this my work is meant for kasore, the milpemchi.
Meant to help people. But then if you're making guns or bullets, that would be difficult. If you're making bullets and all the time thinking I'm doing this to help others, I'm doing it to help others, this would be hypocritical, wouldn't it?
Next.
On your journey through America so far, are there any surprising or particularly interesting things that stand out? I'm curious about your general impressions of our country.
No particular surprise. But certainly, I mean, this country is a great country. I think quite liberal in different ideas, in different, you see, tradition. Quite, I mean, liberal. That is good. And people generally, I think, open and straightforward, which I like it. Very good.
Choose a tongue, sir.
Where? That's enough. I don't know how to use it. That's enough.
It must be the end.
Choose a tongue. So thank you very much. I really appreciate mixing, I mean, with you here. I myself, I mean, feel or experience some internal, what do you call, sorry, peace or something like that. You see here, I mean, this place, I don't know, I could not speak nicely, but in any case, here, in atmosphere itself, something here is very good. In the past, I visited these different places, some Zen centers or like that. In these places, though I'm real, the concrete internal
experience,
a great experience is rather difficult. I mean, including myself. Very difficult to achieve something, very big experience. But at least the whole, you see, atmosphere is something gentle, something peace, something friendly, and something chikichiliya, kasore. Right? I mean, chikmane, yerok to start atmosphere yodevshi.
A really beautiful atmosphere.
So that is very good. And in some shops and some, you see, some other offices, people are not that gentle way. Too much kasure. I don't know, something.
Too tough.
You see, that creates some different atmosphere. Now here, not that way. This is some really gentle and peaceful. That's very useful, very helpful to internal peace. So I'm very happy. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening. For more information about Sharon's many offerings and her teaching schedule, please visit her website at sharonsalzberg.com.